This is a Fox News alert heading towards South Carolina. I'm Lee Silasara. Ian has re-strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane.
And forecasters warn parts of the state could see dangerous storm surge, torrential rain, and tropical storm force winds up to 60 miles per hour. Governor Henry McMaster said while it's not yet clear how bad the storm will be, the real danger lies in human error.
We want to, all of us, want to urge all of everyone in our state to take a look at those maps, to pay attention, to see what is going to happen in your area. Some will have more wind than others. Some will have more rain than others.
The National Weather Service forecaster said if Ian remains a hurricane when it comes to South Carolina, it will be the first one to make landfall in the state in 6 years. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This after Ian cut a path of destruction across Florida, the Flagler Beach Pier on the East Coast sustained significant damage, and many people remain stranded on barrier islands. President Joe Biden's already approved federal disaster aid for the state.
We have teams ensuring critical health facilities like hospitals and adult care facilities have the support they need to care for their patients or evacuate them if still needed.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, other states are sending help, including New Jersey and Louisiana. Texas is sending a utility crew to help repair downed power lines. Congress is on track to prevent a government shutdown this weekend.
A continuing resolution extending government funding into mid-December won broad support in the Senate, passing 72 to 25. In addition to preventing a government shutdown Friday night, the bill also includes new security and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to take up the bill before that funding deadline. After that vote, neither the House nor the Senate is scheduled for votes until after the midterm elections in November.
Fox's Jared Halpert on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The man accused of going on a deadly shooting spree in Memphis is now facing more charges.
19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly, who was initially indicted on one count of first-degree murder, now faces two more murder counts and two dozen other charges, including reckless endangerment, attempted first-degree murder, and terrorism charges in a shooting spree that left three dead and three hurt, and that sparked fear and chaos across Memphis September 7th. Kelly remains held without bond, though controversially released from prison this spring after only serving 11 months of a 3-year prison sentence in a 2020 aggravated assault case. He's back in court next month. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A former eBay executive has been sentenced to almost 5 years in prison for leading a scheme to terrorize the creators of an online newsletter that included sending live spiders, roaches, a funeral wreath, and other disturbing deliveries to their home. James Baugh is among seven employees who pled guilty for his role in the scheme, targeting David and Ina Steiner, the publisher and reporter who angered executives with coverage of the company in their newsletter, E-Commerce Bites. We now know the official cause of death for Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth II died at age 96 of old age, says the royal death certificate. No other contributing medical factors listed, even though UK general guidance to doctors is to avoid old age as the sole cause. Time, 3:10 p.m. at Balmoral Castle, which was just over 3 hours before the news was announced by Buckingham Palace at 6:30 p.m., the cause of death attested to by the Queen's apothecary, her doctor in Scotland. Reporting the death was her daughter, Princess Anne. The timeline confirms the Queen died as many royal family members, including Prince William and Harry, were still traveling to be by her side.
Fox's Therese Crowley. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.